captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
906 from Dallas, Texas, and the Americans for Prosperity Defending the American Dream Summit. We'll be joined in about 15 minutes by Guy Benson, senior political editor of townhall.com, also Fox News contributor. There is something, though, from now till then that I want to spend a little time on. I teased this, and we didn't get to it yesterday. The radio trade journals, and every once in a while I kind of bring you behind the curtain to the things that I hear about in the radio industry for a couple of reasons, because sometimes they transcend the radio industry. Sometimes I know if you're listening to this show, you probably listen to a lot of conservative talk radio. Rush Limbaugh after me, Sean Hannity after him, and on and on and on. On some stations that I'm on, Mark Levin, and on and on and on. And it's interesting for you sometimes to get a peek behind the curtain on what's going on in the industry or the things that are being misreported about the conservative talk radio industry. I like to straighten out. And I do that for you from time to time. But this falls into that first category that some things transcend radio. There is a recent article in Broadcasting and Cable, which was somewhat re-reported in Radio Inc., that's INK, which is one of the radio trade journals to which I subscribe, that, as you know, right now, okay, here's a classic example. You've got all hell breaking loose all over the world. What is the left in America obsessed with right now? What is the most important thing in the world to them? What has become their full court press? Actually, a mixed sports metaphor because it deals with football. Redskins. We need to get Washington Redskins owner Daniel Snyder to change his team's name. Toward that end, some prominent sportscasters are saying they're not going to use the name. The Washington Post's editorial page will no longer use the name. In fact, they refer to it as the R word. Now, let me ask you something. Does that mean the R word is as bad as the N word? And I brought this up when the Washington Post did this. So they're equating it to the N-word. Let me tell you right now, even in an academic sense, you cannot use N-word on the radio right now. You will be pilloried. Even if I try to use it in an academic discussion, I would never call a person that word, ever. And I learned that from my parents when I was very young. But even in an academic discussion, you can't use it. In fact, this has come up again, the word niggardly, which is it's synonymous with miserly. You're tight with your money. Ebenezer Scrooge was niggardly, N-I-G-A-R. It has nothing to do with the color of anybody's skin. And people have gotten in trouble for that. And now you have people apologizing for everything. The British Embassy apologized because they had a cake celebrating the 200th anniversary of the burning of the White House during the War of 1812. Not celebrating it, but marking the anniversary. And they said, just sparklers this year. And they had to apologize for that. They tweeted that, a cake with the White House and sparklers. They had to apologize for that. 2 years ago, Prime Minister Cameron and Barack Obama joked about it. I mean, this is the stifling movement in free speech that we have right now. So, what is the latest on this? Broadcasting and Cable first reported this. The George Washington University professor, John Banzoff, is considering going after radio station licenses if the word Redskins is used repeatedly on the air by announcers. Banzoff says the R word is to Indians much like the N word. This is exactly what I was saying. It's now the R word. The N word is to African Americans. His main beef is with Redskins owner Daniel Snyder, who owns 7 radio stations and the fact that he'll not change the name of his NFL football team. However, he's not opposed to making all broadcasters' life a little miserable if they repeatedly use that R word. And you know what a nuisance it is, writes Radio Inc., when someone, anyone, files a challenge when you try to review your license. Now, understand something. So what Radio Inc., the radio trade journal to which I subscribe, is saying is, look, he's just going to try to be a pain in the butt to broadcasters. What he's going to try to do is file nuisance complaints challenging your license if you use Redskins on the air. Okay, I have a response to that. I don't think this would be a flippant little nuisance, just something to make you go through paperwork. I think the FCC would take this seriously. There's a day when I never would have believed that, but this is the cause celeb right now on the left. And when you have a huge chunk of the entertainment industry and the sports broadcasting industry that's going along with this, I would not take this lightly. Now, here has been my position on this. If any Native American mascot does have at least racial overtones, if not being outright racist, it is Redskins, because it specifically refers to the color of someone's skin. I have not called for, and listeners have been confused in my position on this, I have not called for the Redskins, nor have I endorsed the idea of the Redskins changing their name. Why? Because all evidence I have seen is rank-and-file Native American population is not particularly uncomfortable with this. And they are being told to be offended. It's just a reality. As such, I'm not on that bandwagon. What you have, though, is a shaming going on. And these things do take hold. How do you think the tide turned on gay marriage as quickly as it did? Agenda setting by those in the entertainment and news industries. And look, at some point, you're just going to bend to this. If you're being told that these former NFL players turned sportscasters are not going to use it, and more people try to shame the Redskins into changing, I'm telling you, a lot of people are going to start feeling uncomfortable. I believe that's what happened in the gay marriage movement. Well, gee, everybody else is okay with this. I just must be old school on this, and it's really time for me to wake up and smell the 21st century. Now, there's some of that. There's also some people who were always okay with gay marriage deep down, and that's where I think you really saw the shift. But they still felt like they were in the majority in believing that marriage is between man and woman. And therefore, well, you know, I don't... Well, yeah, that's really not what marriage is. But through the media, they were marginalized. They tried... It's interesting. They tried to do this with global warming, and it backfired on them in this country, which is interesting. It did not have the success trying to tell people they're morons if they didn't accept man-caused global warming. It did for a while. The problem there is people can believe their own lying eyes. And the empirical evidence goes against the crap that they are being spoon-fed. That's, I think, where that failed. So now you have someone who's going to try to challenge radio stations' FCC licenses if they use Redskins repeatedly on the air. It is I want you to consider this. It's an NFL mascot. They are trying to shame out of existence a word. And even if you agree with Redskins, where does it stop? This is the door that it opens. I would never use the N-word to call a person a name. Should it be banned on the radio? Or wouldn't you rather know the person is a flaming racist and would use it to describe a black person? You have the choice of not to listen to them, which would be my choice. And that's what the left always used to say. Well, you don't like it, don't listen. You don't like the crap movies, don't watch. But that's not true anymore. And if you can ban it on the radio, can you ban racist speech anywhere in public? And isn't that more dangerous than confronting it? And it should be confronted. They try to label me a racist all the time. You open this door to banning things. Well, that's racist. Well, that's homophobic. That's the distinction. That's the difference. All right, we are at the Americans for Prosperity Defending the American Dream Summit in Dallas, Texas. And we'll be having another guest coming up here in just a few. It's 9:16.
The Jerry Bader Show.